Welcome back to the another episode of Grow Together podcast. I'm your host, Madhas Rasa. And once again, today we have a very special guest from Dubai, Miss Diana. Hello, Miss. How are you?
Hi, Mudassar, right?
Yes, Mudassar.
I love that. I was saying Mudassar. I'm great. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm also great. Diana, thank you so much for accepting invitation. And I have an idea of how much Sunday is required after a hectic weekend when you're working 24/7. So everyone wants to sleep on that day. So I'm glad that you have take out a time for this podcast.
No, thank you. Actually, I actually am very chill on Sundays. I've never taken it as something extreme. So what we're doing in your podcast today is more something fun and pleasurable. So I find it exactly in line with a Sunday, you know? So thank you for having me as well. I'm very excited for this conversation.
Glad to know that, Diana. Diana, before we discuss the thing regarding the public speaking and each and everything, I want to know your own journey, your own school life, because number of times I have been experienced or witnessed and observed that your education life makes you today what you are. So I want to know that, how was your experience of your educational journey?
Oh yeah. Well, I would say my journey was not very straightforward. My journey of finding the love of public speaking was not the most, you know, like obvious for me. But I would tell you, first of all, I was born and raised in Dubai. And I had a love-hate relationship with it. But then when I moved to Lebanon, I actually studied marketing because my parents forced me to, right? I always wanted to take up psychology. So I strictly did it as a minor. And that's where my public speaking interest happened. I found this amazing, insane club called Toastmasters International. So if people, yeah, if, do you know about it?
Yeah, Toastmaster. Although I'm not a part of it, but yes, in Pakistan also, they have a chapter and they are working number of people in this domain.
Yeah, it's this amazing nonprofit club where they actually build an amazing community. And with one objective, of improving people's public speaking skills. So imagine back then in university, I took up this interest. And since that day is when I was like, okay, I'm in love with this. And hopefully I was dreaming. I was only 18 years old. I was like, I need to pursue this maybe one day full time. So my journey went from Toastmasters, which I've been in for the past 7, 8 years. And I've taken two titles of being a president and a secretary. And through that, it helped me through my life. So public speaking, I aced my interviews to my job of business development. And they were sending me all over the world to speak and represent my company since I have those communication skills. But that was not enough. You know, I had that itch. I'm like, okay, business development is cool and everything, but I want to do something with public speaking. So I was like, okay, what is the closest thing in business where I can shift my career? And that's when I was like, learning and development, training, speaking. I'm like, fine. So thank God when I moved to Dubai, I'm working in Talabat at the moment, and there was a position opening and I directly applied and I honestly just was open. I was like, I'm so passionate about public speaking, about training. And well, the employee is so potential, and thank God I've been in it in a year and a half. But the whole shift was not just being a shift. I was so lucky and comfortable enough, Mudassir, is that I was able to create my own public speaking club. Where I was, so it was always a dream where I trained more than 130 employees across our 8 markets. So public speaking, has been just something that's been gorgeous, amazing, just so puts that light in me and that fire. And recently, since January, I started my own one-on-one public speaking coaching, which I can tell you has even made me more happier and happier. And this is where we land today.
Diana, when you connect with the people regarding the public speaking, what's the major fear they are facing?
The major fear. So listen, there is a huge fear around public speaking. And it's actually called glossophobia. It's an actual anxiety disorder. Can you imagine? There's an anxiety disorder around public speaking, and it's real. And I've seen this everywhere I go, from the people with the highest positions to the lowest positions, just are so fearful to go on stage. And you can tell that it's actually impacted their careers. And there was an interesting study. I'm not sure if you heard of it. You must have heard of it. It's where there was a study that they said the fear of public speaking is more than the fear of death itself. Did you hear of it? Which, if you think of it, is insane. Like more fearful than the death. But it was a good study. I think it was a bit more overblown, but the fact today is that it does exist. It really, really exists. And there are so many ways that people can overcome the fear of public speaking, and hopefully I'll be able to share a few tips.
So, Diana, another thing is that what are the consequences of the fear of public speaking?
The consequences. So the consequences may not be very apparent. People, don't associate these two together. Like, okay, fine. If I don't go on stage, nothing is going to really impact me. I'll just keep hiding in my corner. No one's going to see me, and I'll never have to perform. That is completely incorrect. There are so many stages of your life, whether when you're first starting. Remember, I told you I first started my career. Well, the interview process, it becomes so simple. It becomes so simple because you know exactly how to articulate what you're going to say and get the message across. So that's one place that impacts you. But how about when you go up the ladder, right? You go to, let's say, a junior or a specialist position, and you're going to start to present in front of your team. Now, if you do not know how to present and you're so fearful, what would you have done? You work so much, you put on all the hours, and then you don't know how to portray that message. So they don't see you as someone who's competent. But the consequence even goes beyond that. I'm sure you're so aware of the higher you go up in your position, the more you're going to have speaking opportunities. So I see that everywhere. A lot of the C-levels get invited to go to conferences to represent their organization. So if you cannot speak, and not just not speak, if you're so fearful, right, of speaking, how are you going to represent your organization? You're not going to look like someone that is capable or confident to do that. And then people will have taken maybe the wrong impression. So that is just one layer of how much of consequences there is. But there's an actual statistic that backs this up that says the fear of public speaking inhibits your salary difference by 15%. Can you imagine that? So, if you're great at speaking and if you're not fearful,
Greater
hopefully we can get
independence.
some more money, right? But also promotions. It's just a known thing. The better and the more comfortable you are with speaking, the better opportunities, the more confident you show, and you'll be able to represent your message
You're able to
and the
express
organization.
yourself, your what's in your mind, and you're able to communicate it them, obviously then it becomes more worth.
Sorry?
When you're able to speak, then you're able to create your worth, what is in your mind, what's your idea. Until unless you're not going to be speak it out, how can your management or your organizations get to know about it?
Exactly. The thing is, like, it's this whole work hard, but work smart. Don't work hard, but work smart. Like, I know the most brilliant people. They're so smart. They work so hard, right? And they put all these hours, but then they come to just speak and say their message, and they're not able to. So what happened to them? So working smart, by the way, is a part of learning the art of public speaking.
Yes, similarly, Diana, when we realize that this is a problem exists, how can we counter it? How can we overcome it?
I'm not hearing you that well. So when you're hearing,
I'm saying that when I realize that, okay, yes, this is the problem exists, I know I'm not good in public speaking. But now the next step is that how can I improve this skill? How can I work on that? So the point is that, okay, what can I do it now about it now? How can I work on that to improve my public speaking skills?
so I think the first is that you need to be aware of where you are. The second is that you need to practice, practice, practice. Listen, if you're not going to put yourself out there and be on stage, you're never going to improve. So I really have a philosophy of put yourself out there to mess up, eventually to get better. But there's actual coaching, right? There's clubs like Toastmasters, there's people like me who help. Right? Have certain tactics or methods to help you improve. But I really say that it's not about theory. I can read 5 billion books about public speaking, but public
It's
speaking
not
is
about everything.
different.
Yes.
Not at all. If you're not practicing, if you do
Mm-hmm.
not overcome that stage fright, you will never improve. Ever, ever, ever.
Then one more thing which we have been noticed about the shivering and shaking while speaking. The number of people and they're working on very good positions. But when it comes to speak or face the audience, their body language is not supporting their words. So how can they work on it?
Yes. So actually, there's a great tip. So first of all, what happens is that I think we're all fearful, like no matter what. By the way, this whole idea of completely overcoming stage fright, that is not possible. Because the more you, right, the more you are exposed, you're going to
Yes,
start with 50
yes,
people, then
yes.
150, then 1,000, then
Full of
like
shame.
there. Yeah, there's always going to be that small fear, but there are simple tactics, like I was saying. So going back to your question about the whole shivering on stage, which I know can make people feel self-conscious, and like we said, not be able to show that they're confident in who they are. So the thing is, there's a science behind this, is when you're shivering or when your heart is beating extremely fast, all of your energy is centered on one place. So the best and simplest trick is to actually move. So what happens when you move? What happens is all that energy that was stored maybe here or in your hands shivering gets dispersed. So let's say my best recommendation is to pace a bit. So before you're coming on stage, by the way, that is the most time you will ever be scared. It's always known before you start that speech. So my tip is to move around, right? It disperses that energy. But my way is not the best way. It's creating that pre-ritual that helps you. So some people breathe. It doesn't really help me, but I know it helps some people. There's the very famous Tony Robbins. Are you aware of Tony Robbins?
I just missed it.
Yeah, so Tony Robbins is a very known speaker. This crazy before stage. He goes on a trampoline and starts jumping just to have all of that nerve. Yeah, it's crazy. Jumping on a trampoline wherever he goes. And that removes all of that, intense feeling of the shivering of the hands. But I'm not even telling you to do this before. Even during, when sometimes you get nervous, try to think of a way where it can help you disperse that energy. So really the key trick is, if you want to stop shivering or your body language, is to move. Find that pre-ritual that really works for you.
Great, Diana. One more thing, Diana, which we have seen that regarding when you're speaking and just at the middle of a speech, you forget that what you are talking about. And how will you maintain at that time? Okay, you are speaking and everything is fine, but suddenly you miss that. Okay, what was you talking about?
Oh my God, the amount of people that I've coached and have told me, I have one fear, Diana.
Just cut to one cut to here. Even while conducting our interviews and podcasts, and I have think the question in my mind, and suddenly the guest just finished the answer, and I have to ask another question, and I just forget that what I have to ask. I just miss my point, and number of time it happens that I decided, okay, please, I keep my pen or pencil somewhere to I write the points. So, but it I personally experienced it happened.
It's so common. It is extremely common. And the amount of fear around this area is insane. It's insane. It's insane. Most people, I'm like, okay, what is something you really fear? They're like, I fear forgetting. Something that creates a lot of nerves. And a lot, a lot, a lot. And my tip is so simple, is that what's the big deal? What is the big deal, guys? We are human beings. we are all tend to forget, right? How much have you done a podcast? It's bound to happen.
Yeah.
So I have a very sneaky tip for this, which is, yes, but you need to treat that it's not a big deal. Why? Because what happens is people really are there to give you the attention. Most of people do this and it's a huge mistake. I tell them never to do this. So they're there. They just forgot. Suddenly they start shivering. They're like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. What you just did to the audience is you just removed all of your impact.
Yeah.
So when you're like, I'm sorry, and you treat it like it's a big deal, they're like, who's this person on stage? Why should I take them seriously? And forget, Diana. And I know that this happens to everyone. I forget as well. But the thing is, let's not treat it like it's such a big deal. We're humans, right? We are extremely humans. It happens to everyone.
Yes.
But the mistake that people do, the biggest mistake people do is, what do? They start apologizing. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Give me a second. Give me a second. Mm-hmm. What happens with the audience? They suddenly see that you're not confident, so they stop being confident in what you have to say. But what if you treat like it's not a big deal? One way to treat like it's not a big deal is, let's say you really, really ended up forgetting. Guys, I completely forgot. What was I saying? And then with that lightness, first you're interacting with them, which creates a great thing in public speaking, right? And then by the time maybe everyone's like, oh, you were saying this, oh, you're saying this, oh, you're saying this, maybe it comes back. If it doesn't come back, what do? The best thing in public speaking, improvise. Take another thing, improvise, and move on. No one knows what you're going to say. You're the one who knows what's going to say. So just improvise and move on. Now, a more clever tactic is if you really completely forgot and you cannot even remember to improvise or think of something, is to put the attention back on the crowd. So you completely blanked out. You do not know what to say. A good tactic is ask them a question. So guys, in the middle of this speech, I actually have an important question to ask you. So by the time they're thinking of the question, they're answering the question, all right, you may have remembered what you had to say. Let's say you don't remember what you still have to say. Ask them another question. Guys, raise your hand if this is this or this is that. So hopefully by that time you remember. And like I said, worst comes to worst, you don't remember. Whatever, move on. Continue with something else and improvise. So the whole moral is, when you do not treat it like it's a big deal, when you laugh it off, when you're like, give me a second, guys, I totally forgot. I didn't have my coffee today. Or you're putting back the attention on them, asking them a question, or just telling them, hey, guys, what was I saying? It's going to be so powerful. And trust me, if you use these tactics, you'll never, ever be afraid of, if I forget, just don't treat it like a big deal.
Wow, great. I really connect all these discussions, because a number of times it happens during when you're speaking something and just at the middle of that, you forget at what point you are saying. Especially conducting a class, explaining concept to the students, and just during that, yeah, what was you speaking? How can you connect that point? Again, thank you so much, Diana. It's a wonderful conversation with you. But you also know that summer is near, and this is a time when parents are looking for different courses for their kids. And one of the courses regarding the public speaking skills as well. So what tip or what advice you want to give to them? How can they utilize their summer vacations to equip this skill?
So you want, if everybody is looking for public speaking, so I can understand. Yeah, okay. So like I was saying before is, first of all, I'm a public speaking coach. Like, honestly, I first of all, coach people on 10 fundamental lessons, which has the basics to the most advanced, whether it's body language, vocal variety. And I coach on very different levels. Mm. And what I do is that I actually look at the person on where they are. And that's when I help them improve. I don't just come give them the lesson and move away. No, it's very personalized. And if you ask a lot of my clients, you're going to know that completely different from what others are doing. But let's say you don't want to and you want to try out different things. My best thing is join a Toastmasters club. Like, I am the biggest advocate. It's a place where you can practice. It's a beautiful community. All right. It's amazing. And the biggest advice is just throw yourselves out there, guys. Practice, practice, practice. Take every speaking opportunity that you can. Go on that stage, take that presentation, take that risks. Really, that's how you can really improve on public speaking.
Thank you so much, Diana. Had a wonderful conversation with you. And the most important learning part is that the practice, the more you practice, the more you become more confident and you're able to face the audience more confidently.
For sure. Thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure and good luck to everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Take care. Bye.